Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have a friend who swears that he can remember being in diapers with his mom and dad.
My wife is like that. She can remember way farther back than I can.
But at what age? Was that, a couple of years ago? Or?
Yeah.
Is it just like a family reunion type thing?
He's 89. But what is the farthest you can remember back? Because I don't think that anybody can remember back. It's as far back as getting your temperature taken or diaper stage.
Oh, my. What do you mean by getting your temperature taken?
Well, you know.
Oh, you're such a freak. Anyway, I don't know if this is a true memory or one that was created later from pictures or something, but I remember standing in the doorway and my mom walking in with my brother, who's 3.5 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So I would have been 3.5 years old and thinking, oh my gosh, everything's changed.
Right.
Now, I might seen a picture of that incident, but in my mind, I visually very clearly remember the entryway of that house and her coming in with this old dress on, back in the day. And so I don't know if I saw a picture of it later and that's where I got the memory stuck or if it's an actual memory. But that's the earliest one I can think of off the top of my head.
Mm. Well, most experts say the farthest anyone can remember of your childhood is age 3. And that's rare.
Okay, I was 3.5.
Very rare, though. They say 4 and 5 is when you start creating those memories that last forever.
Now, that's kind of weird because you spend all this time when kids are age 0 to 4 trying to do all this stuff for them,
Well, and then they're not going to remember that.
Isn't that frustrating?
But it also develops, those are pivotal stages for developing their personality.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was worth something after all.
It was, Tom.
Otherwise, I'd have just put him in the room and fed him every few hours and not talk to him.
Makes you think twice about taking them to Disney at 2 years
old. No kidding, right?
Yeah.
Now, I can remember making sawdust pies with my brother when I was 4 or 5.
Sawdust pies.
Yeah, because we had a big old piece of land besides that had sawdust. I don't know why.
They must have cut trees down.
Yeah. It'd been a lumber mill of some sort.
Well, it was, I don't know. It was some house my dad rented. And I remember being on a tricycle. I can remember... that's about it. sawdust pies and a tricycle.
I think I know why we don't remember anything farther back. Yeah. It's just not really worth it. No one cares what happened up until then.
It's like you're in a dream that someone had, you know?
What's the farthest you remember back, Heidi?
I do remember being about 5 on a bus by kindergarten, going to kindergarten.
Okay.
And the bus guy who helped us on the steps had really bad breath.
Wow.
I remember that.
Did he like pick you up and hold you?
Yeah, they would help us up. So I guess he was standing low, and by the time I made it to the top step, you're even with his mouth, and I just remember it was the worst breath in the world.
What? That is weird, don't you think?
Mm. Well, some people remember smells or visions or...
That makes sense to me. There's a little kid who still remembers Heidi when she picked him up at the parade.
That's true.
And they called and told us that he said, Heidi's breath is bad.
Yeah, he said it to my face.
He did. He looked at his mom like, Mommy, this lady's breath stinks.
Yeah, well...
I laughed at the rest of the way on Main Street. Walking up Main.
That was one parade, man.
That was fun.
I was like, does anyone have any mints?
Or another martini that the poor kid doesn't know.
I'm like, no, let's just walk behind the horses. You should be fine, Heidi.
Wow.
Oh, that was bad.
No one can tell the difference.
Yeah,
is that Heidi's breath or the horses?
that was so sad.
Anyway, it's a fun memory for you. I have been writing down things that my kids have said. in a book just so I can go back and read it to remember it.
You know, they have these video things now
no,
on your
I have
phone.
That. Okay. I have that, but I mean, who's going to? I think you can write down quicker little notes like, for example, here was the one of the latest conversations. We're going to bed, and he's like, Daddy, does the devil, does he brush his teeth? I'm like, no, he does not. I don't think the devil is concerned about dental hygiene at all. And he goes, when he was a good guy, I bet he brushed his teeth, didn't he? Because he knows that the devil was a good angel that fell. And he's like, right, Daddy? He brushed his teeth when he's a good guy. I'm like, that's right.
You're going to be so glad you wrote that down later.
I think so. That was a good question.
Well, you know what? I'll be glad, but you probably don't care because it's one of those kid stories that you just don't care about right now.
True.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have kids. This is very interesting to me.
Yeah. I'm like, that part of the devil brushing his teeth, not in the Bible.
Should have been.
Cato, I have kids, and it's not interesting to me.
Okay. Well, how far can you remember back?
Can I see your vacation pictures next?
I thought it was cute because I thought he was going to bring up bad breath, so I had to wonder.
Oh, there you go. Heidi story.
Dad is Heidi the devil.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.